Okay, today we're going to deal with the Gemara here in Chulin, Daf Yud. A small piece of Gemara, which many, many practical halachas and dinim come from it. We're going to try to touch lightly on a few of the sfeikas that there are here brought out, which arise from this piece of Gemara, and the machloikas here and the machloikas to be shining. And even though obviously we can't do a full job, but close us up to some of the many ideas that we have in the halachas of sfeikas when questions arise, and the chazakas that different halachas that we can learn from this Gemara. So I think we'll do best by reading the Gemara inside a little bit of Tosfos, and we'll find some of these halachas here in the Gemara. The Gemara says here in the middle of Daf Yud Amud Aleph, Itmar, Hashoichet Besakin V'Nimtzes P'kuma. As the Gemara says on Amud Beis, the Shoichet has to check the knife before he does the Shechita. If the knife is not perfectly sharp, there's a indentation, a dent in it, then we say that the knife doesn't cut, it rather tears the simonim, and therefore the behema will be an avela and not a shchuta, only if the knife is perfectly sharp. Now, the Rishonim say that this shchuta did check the knife before the shchuta, but after the shchuta, he found that the knife was pogum. And the question...
Okay, if your sand got cut off, where did it get cut off? Just a minute ago, just now? Back from the beginning of the share? We can start again?
Yeah,
okay, we're going to start again.
Okay, I don't know if you heard the introduction, but the introduction here, we're going to read a little bit of Gemara in Chulin that many of the different halachas of Sfeikas, we're going to touch lightly on some of the different halachas of Sfeikas and Chazokas which arise from this Gemara in Chulin Daf Yud. So the Gemara reads as follows: Itmar, Hashoichet Besamchin V'Nimtzes P'kuma. As the Gemara is going to say, the Shoichet has to check the knife before he checks. His halacha, modern day also, the shechet before he checks, he has to check the knife to make sure that it's perfectly sharp. Rashi explains here that if the knife is sharp, it cuts through the simonim, and that's a shechita, but if there is any nick or a dent in the knife, then it doesn't slice through, rather it tears the simonim, and that's not a shechita. And therefore the Bahim will be a Bahim which died by some manner other than Shechita. So the Shoichet is Mechuyev, he's obligated to check the knife before the Shechita. Now he did, and the knife was sharp, and after the Shechita he found that it was Pogum, there was a dent. And the question was, when did the dent happen? Omer Avuna, Afinu Shibur Ba Atzomis Kol Hayom Psula. Even if he found this dent after he had used this knife to break bones the whole day. That means he took the knife, and the knives in those days, our knives are stainless steel, and they would definitely be broken to pieces by breaking bones. But there, the knives were iron. They're more like an axe of ours in the composition. So he broke Atzomis. So that's a good reason to think that the Pgima came from the Shmiras HaTzomus. Chayshina and Shema Bo'or Nifkama. Still, we say that since we can't say for sure when this nick came, so therefore we say that maybe it came from the outer skin of the animal. And if it came from the outer skin of the animal, then by the time he came to the Simonim, the Sakin was a Pgima, and the Shkita would be invalid. Rav Chisda Omer Ksheira. Shema Be'etzim Nifkama. Or the Chizkah doesn't say that we say for sure that it was Nifkam in the Etzem. However, we say that it's enough it's enough to say that maybe it was the nick came from breaking the breaking the bone, and therefore we say that since the knife was kosher when we started the shechita, we're not kosher that it became nifkam from the arm. Like the Gemara is going to say, Amr Beis, that Rav Chisda holds that or is not usually pogan, and it's generally from the skin the knife will not be disqualified, and therefore we say the disqualification of the knife must have happened at some time after the shechita. So the Gemara continues. This one, Rav Huna Kishmaitse. Rav Huna goes according to his halacha, which he taught us earlier. The Gemara in that test brings a member of Rav Huna that says that if I have a suffix in the shechita, I had a behemoth, and the question, and now a question arose in the shechita whether it was a shechita kshera or not. So I say that since the behemoth before I shechted it was definitely usher, so we had a machlokes mishonim if the issue was Avram and Achai, that since it was usher, since it was a live behemoth, or the issue was like the Rambam says, an issue essay of Eimer Zavuach, any behemoth which doesn't have shechita is usher. So and now I have a suffix whether shechita was good or not. So I say I keep the behemoth of cheskas issur until I have a vada shechita. That means whenever I know something is definitely usur, until it will be clear to me that I have something to take the issur away, I have to remain with the cheskas issur, or the Gemara is going to elaborate in the next omen that we learned in chazaka always. If we have a topic, we're not sure if either something in Mitzvah changed, or we're not sure if a halacha changed. We say, read on the chazaka. We take on the halacha that it did not change. That's the chazaka. Therefore, we say that since it was an iser, since the behemoth was definitely usur. And now a question arose as far as the shechita. Therefore, I say, until I'll know definitely that the shechita was a kosher shechita, I will have to keep the behemah and the cheskas issur. In other words, I'll have to take on that the behemah is still usur until I know for sure there's a shechita. So the same thing over here. Since I had a behemah which was alive, and therefore still usur, now I have a question in the shechita. Did I have a good knife, or did I have a second problem? And the shechita was no good. So if we're just like he told us above, that if I have a suffix of the shechita, the behemoth is also. So too here, if I have a suffix of the shechita, the behemoth is also. And Rav Chisda my timer. So why, what is Rav Chisda hold? Why did he hold this pesedah? Amalok, etzem vade poigim, or suffix poigim, suffix lo poigim, have a suffix of vade, the ain suffix of meitim de vade. According to what the Gemara reads here, it seems that the reason why I say that the knife is good is because as follows. I knew the knife was good in the first place. Now I see the knife, I see that it's a problem. Now there's a disqualification. The question is, now I have to decide what made the disqualification of the knife. Was it the outer skin of the behemoth which would disqualify the knife and then make the shechita possible? Or was it's the etzem, the bones that he broke afterwards. So since it's more of a svara to say that the bones made the pekima. Why? Because the bones, they know for sure. If it's for sure when you break bones, the knife will become disqualified. However, it's only a suffix if the skin could do the same thing to the knife. Therefore, if right now, since I have to decide, I say en suffix meitim de vadai. It's better to say that a vadai, in other words, something which is more closer to vadai, closer to a sure thing, it's closer to a sure thing to say that the bones broke it, and that happened later, and therefore the shechita is kosher. Okay, we're going to deal, soon we'll read a little bit more of the Gemara, and deal with the shechita svara more in depth. First, we'll analyze the Huna a little bit. So, the way the Gemara reads that we found the sakin and there was a pekima in it. And the question was, where did the Pekima come from? Did it come from the R? Or did it come from the last Thomas? Or from the lesson of Rav Huna that says, Afinu Shiva Asamas Kol Yoyim, that means that for sure, if I found it with a Pekima without having broken Asamas, then I would say for sure that it was no good. Because when then, if it didn't come from breaking bones, then it for sure came from the Shechita. And therefore, we'll say that the Shechita was for sure possible. Now, there's a shayla that we show them and Achronim. What happens if the knife gets lost after the Shechita, before we had a chance to check it? So almost all the Rishonim and Achronim Shulchan Aruch and the Halacha Shulchan Aruch is that if it gets lost before I checked it, then I say the Shechita is kosher. Why? Because the second was good before I checked it, and there is no reason now for me to think that it, something happened to it, because I didn't see that it was nifkan. And generally we say that the knife is good after the shechita. Therefore, if the knife gets lost, then I will say that the shechita is kosher. However, the Ramban, the Shabbat Rabbin, the Ramban, says that if the knife gets lost, I say that the shechita is possible. How does he know that? Because the Gemara, what we just read, said, Rav Huna Kishmaitzei. Rav Huna says, like his halacha before, and his halacha before, if you had a behemah b'chayah b'chetkes itzer, ad she yivon lochav b'man nishkata. In other words, a behemah is always answer until I know with what I can say clearly what the shechita was. And therefore, since Rav Huna holds that there's a possibility that the R could be pegged in the noise, therefore there always should be a question whether the Shechita was good or not. So unless I'm pegging the noise, then, and the knife gets lost, so I will always have a suffix, and the Shechita will be possible. And the Rishon has many, many kashas on the Ramban, but the Ramban is learning this from the Lashon, Rav Huna Kishmaitzei. Rav Huna is going according to his din, which he learned before. And therefore, if it's another halacha that says that, let's say that the reason is because the Sakin had a chetkes heter, or I'm not chanshir, then it won't have kishmaitzei. It's not like he said before. The halacha over here of Rav Huna is, obviously, must be that we need a vada shechita. And the Ramban says, if I don't check the knife, I don't have a vada shechita. So now, some of the more interesting questions which are asked the Ramban, first, the Pnei Shua and Tiva Eger, they ask the question as follows. The Gemara says, on Omer Beis, that you have to check, it's a halacha, we learn from a pasuk, that you have to check the knife before the shechita. Not only does the Ramban say that we have to give it to a chacham, but we only have to give it to a chacham. The Gemara Ha'avim Midarais, you have to give it to a chacham. That the shurichan is not nanon himself on the knife, that we must give it to a chacham. Then we say it's a covenant of a chacham, but we see clearly that we definitely, the shurichan is halacha. We see in Shulchan Aruch that the shurichan must check the knife before he checks. So now, according to this, if the din of the Ramban is true, we're talking about Rav Huna, if the din of the Ramban is true, then until we check the knife at the end, it's always going to be possible. So why do we ever have to check it in the beginning for? Because the Iker, it seems like that the Iker is in the beginning. Why is it in the beginning? Since we're going to have to check it in the end anyway, so we should definitely check it, we should rely on the Bdika at the end. Because the Bdika at the beginning doesn't do anything for us. Okay, you were Bdika in the beginning. So what? I was Bdika in the beginning. But that's not going to tell me that the Shechita is kosher, because until I'm Bdika after the Shechita, I won't know whether the Saka was good or not. So therefore, according to Ramban, it says that if the knife got lost, the Shechita is possible, we should, instead of always having to be Bdika in the beginning, we have to be Bdika in the end. The Rikivayka brings that, although that's true, he still will have to be budding in the beginning, first of all, because of the chashash of the bracha of Atollah, because in case the knife is no good, then you made a bracha or a shechita, not be a bracha of Atollah, and also for the chashash of Baal Tashchis, that maybe I'll kill the animal instead of shechting it. However, and there he says that if that's true, then if someone checks a series of animals, then he won't have to check before each one, because the bracha, he made one bracha on all the animals, and he won't have to check the knife before it. However, it's still, it's mashma in the Gemara that the Iker Bedika is the Bedika before, and the Chorot Yerambah is to come out that the Iker Bedika is the Bedika after. But another question we keep the Eger asks, it's a very interesting question. It says that, the Gemara says, that Afilu Shibur Ba'asom is called Yerim Sula. It means that, it seems that, that's, by the case of Shibur Ba'asom is called Yerim, there I would think that maybe the Sakin is kosher, it's maybe the shit is kosher because I see how it got dented, and still I say it's possible, so it's a chibish. Afilu Shibur Ba'asom is called Yerim. Actually, with Kivanger, according to Ramban, it's not true. The Chosvays, which case is a bigger Kiddush? Where I have a knife in front of me and I see that it has a Pgam in it, although I have a reason to think the Pgam might have come from somebody else, somewhere else, but still I have a second of the Pgam, or I don't have a second whatsoever. In other words, the Chosvays, there's a much more serious Chashash when I lost the sakin than when I have the sakin. And that we'll explain soon that one of the main ideas of why we are choshish here, really the sakin had a chazaka. And if the sakin had a chazaka, so really the shkita should be good. However, since I now see that the sakin is pogum, so we say that harei pogum lefanecha, and like we'll explain soon that the behemoth had a chazoka that was also like Rav Huna said before, and now I see that the sakin is pokum. So therefore, even though the sakin had a chazoka, I'm now choshish because I see in front of me a sakin pogum. But so that's true. That's all true. If I say that the chiddush is when I see a sakin pogum, but according to the Ramban, that says even if I don't see the sakin, still I'm choshish. That means, in general, when I have a shechita until I check the sakin, I've always had a suffix, maybe the shechita is no good. So if so, what's the chiddush of afilu shel ba'al asom is kol yom? That's less of a chiddush than the case where it should say afilu never a sakin. That means afilu, if I don't have any pkim, I never saw pkim, there's no rants in the sakin, still I'm choshish. So the Kivanger answer is a very interesting text. Say as follows. The truth is that even when I find a sakin which has a pkima, the Gemara says later that if you have a very large knife, so really if you use the part which, let's say you have a very nice knife which has at the end it has a pkima. So now I'm always I can really, midaraisa, the shechita could be good if you used the part, if the part which cut the simon was not the part with the pekima. The reason why you can't use the shechita, really could use the shechita for chatzchila. We can't use it because if we're choshish, maybe you won't be careful and maybe you won't use the sharp part. However, when we have a knife, which has one little pkima in it, or one side is pogum, and it's a long knife, it's not vadai that the shechita is possible. It's always only a suffix. It's a suffix. Maybe the part of the knife which had a pkima cut the simonim, and then it was choshish, then it's an avela. But maybe the part that was sharp, that's what made the shechita. So let's analyze. The two different ways which we always have to analyze when we're trying to learn the dinim of sfeikas and chazokas, exactly how in halacha the suffix is going to be presented to us to know how we should deal with the suffix. So now, here we have two possible possibilities. One possible possibility is the method was, and I say, maybe there's a pekima somewhere in the knife. Mitzad echad. The other shayla is, I have a knife in front of me, which has a pekima, and I say, maybe it was shechted with this part. So now, there's the difference. In other words, when I don't have a second pogum in front of me. So I'll say, well, maybe someplace in the Sakin there is a Pkima, and I shechted with that Pkima. So for that we say, but on the same side, I could do away with that stuff. I can say, well, as much as you're saying maybe there is a Pkima, which you don't know, you're not sure. Maybe there is a Pkima. And that side we say, maybe I shechted with the other side of the knife. Words, as long as I don't have the Vada in front of me. I'm not saying maybe I shechted with this. The question is at large, maybe the Shechita was no good. So it even suffered. Maybe it was good, maybe it was no good. In other words, the same question of could be there was a Pkima, could be there was no Pkima. On the second hand, if there was a Pkima, maybe I didn't shechet with the Pkima. So the whole question is one big suffered. Was the Shechita good, or was it not good? And there's no reason really to be telling them more one way or the other. However, when I have the Sakin in front of me, which has a Pkima, that's a different kind of suffix. It's not a question, just a general question, was the Shechita good or not good. Here, I have a answer. I have a Pkima right here, and I'm saying, maybe I shepherded with this Pkima. In other words, I have a reason to say why the Shechita should have been no good. I have in front of me a knife, which has a nick in it, and I said, maybe this nick was shechted. So therefore, when I have the race in front of me, I have the thing which is causing me to suffer, staring me in the face, then I can't do away with it with the other side and say, well, maybe the Shechita was kosher. So therefore, although I'm always misafik, but it's a different suffix whether I have a sakin in front of me, which has a pkima, or a sakin is lost altogether. Okay, so now, we're going to progress a little bit. And to progress, we're going to have to learn a little bit the Svara of Rav Chisda and a little bit Tosfos here. And for that, we'll start with the Gemara Nida. The Gemara Nida says that a Gemara like this: Mikvah Shenimda Benimtzah Chaser Kol Ataris Shenasa Agabel V'Mafreya are Psulim. We say that there are Kulam Tmeis. What happened? There was a general mitzvah that people were using to be traveled or carry them in for very long. And they didn't check it. At one point we knew it was full, and it wasn't checked. Now, one day, they come, and they check it, and they find out that it was left on a So now the question is, what to do? What should we do? What should we do with everything that we traveled in it? In other words, the thing, the kelim themselves, so we could be telling them again. However, the kelim touched Truma, so why not? Or Kodesh, or Kodesh and Ethel Kodesh, all the things that we already touched, which there's no answer for them, we can't take them to the mikvah. Are they Tomei or Tor? So the Gemara says, they're Tomei. So now, why? The Gemara has a question. The mikvah was kosher. Like we said before, there's a deal of chazak de beikara. If we know something was kosher, we say that as long as we don't know, we say it remains kosher. Now, we see that it's possible right now. Okay, but the chazak de beikara should say that it happened at the last possible point. Because chazak de beikara always says, don't say things change until you're forced to say. We take on the things usually remain the same. And therefore, if it was Moray at the time, and now I see it's Chaser, let's say that it became Chaser at the last possible moment, and therefore all the time should be taught. So the Gemara says, no, but countering that Chazakah, we have a Chazakah of all the things that were Tovel. They had a Cheskes Tuma. A Cheskes Tuma. What's a Cheskes Tuma? Excuse me. Okay, excuse me. So now, we say that, on the other hand, although we say we have a Cheskes Tara, we have a cheskes kashrus of the mikveh, that the mikveh was always kosher, we should say that it remained kosher. On the other hand, we have all the things that we return from the mikveh, we brought them there because they were tameh. So we have a cheskes tumah. In other words, unless we know for sure that they were nitzvah, we should say that they were tameh. So it's one chazak against the other. In general, we would say in such a chazak, we say that the chazaka of the cheskes haguf of the mikvah would prevail. Except the Gemara says, harekotam lefanecha. What's harekotam lefanecha? On the other side, on the side of Tomei, we have the fact that right now, if we look at it right now, we see that it is chaser. Right now, the mikvah is possible. So the Gemara says, called that tarti l'reisa. There are two chazakas, or two svaris pointing to the fact that the thing should remain tameh. One is the cheskes tumah of the taris, that they were tameh before the question of the tefillah. And the second thing is that the mikvah right now is puzzle, which is at other times called a chazakah dehashta, the way we see it and now. So it's two against the one of the cheskes tumah of the mikvah, and therefore we say that by time from the rain, so we are machriah to the side of the two and not to the one. Now we're gonna deal with exactly what the different svaras are, why this is true. Why do we say by Taita Ramesa that we don't go after the chazak of the mikvah? However, seemingly, this is the svara of Rav Huna. What's the svara of Rav Huna? On one hand, we had a chazak of the sakin. The sakin was kosher. Why should we think that it became possible? We have the chazak of the behemoth, that the behemoth was possible, where the behemoth was also until we have a varei shechita. So, but now that I have the knife in front of me, which is pogum, so I say now it's tagula. There are two things pointing to say that the behemoth is not nishchat. One, that it had a cheskes issur before, and the second is that I have a knife staring in the face, which is possible. So two things are pointing to the side that it's possible, where only the chazak of the knife is pointing to the fact that it's kosher, and therefore I say that the behemoth is trace, but it was nevela. Now, obviously, the Ramban does not follow this reasoning. Because if the reasoning of Rav Huna is Tarki L'Reisa, then it's only if I see that the Sakin was Pogum. In other words, all the other Rishonim and Achrayim Halacha hold that if the knife was lost, then I say that the behemoth is kosher. Why? Seemingly because there I don't have Tarki L'Reisa. There all I have is the Chazaka of the knife against the Chazaka of the behemoth. So, now, just to put in a side note, why is it that if I have a question, the chazak of the knife against the chazak of the behemoth, so why is it they both have chazakas? The behemoth has a chazak that it was a not shchuta, and the knife had a chazak that it was kosher. So now, if I want to know whether it was kosher or possible, why do I say I go after the chazak of the knife, not after the chazak of the behemoth? So the many svaras given to this. So one, the svar which is easy to understand is that the question is, what is causing me the suffix? In other words, really, I saw regular shechita. Why shouldn't it be good? The only question is, was the knife kosher or puzzle? So now, as far as the knife goes, the first person chazaka, that was the chazaka on the knife, is that it was kosher. The other chazaka is on the behemoth. So therefore, I say I'm machriya the suffix on a knife, which is a chazaka on the knife, and that was some other chazaka. I mean that although the chazaka of din is say it was possible, but there's no really svara to say that because of that the knife became niskam. There's nothing to relate the svara of the chazaka in the behemah to the knife. Well, halacha will say that. As well, halacha, we could say that since I have a chazaka, I'm going to know for sure. I'll say that the knife became that the knife became puzzled. However, when we're talking about the svara of chazakah, so the knife also has a svara. We say things stay the same, and therefore, if I always look to find the chazakah in the thing itself, which is causing me the suffix, and since what's causing me the suffix here is the knife, so therefore, in this case, I will, if I don't have a suffix before Nenu, if I don't have a sakin problem, then I will say that the behemoth was nishchat of kalalacha. And the second was kosher because the second had a chazaka. So similarly, that's the reasoning according to most of the Rishonim. The reason why Rav Huna says that when I find a knife that was pogrom, that it's possible, because similar to the Gemara and Nida, that we have now a titular answer. I have a behemoth with a chazaka, and I have a knife with a pkima. So I have a knife with a pkima. I say that goes together with the chazakah of the behemoth, the same title of Esa, and therefore I say the shindu is no good. Now, the Taz in Simi Yerchet, the Shukhnor of Simi Yerchet says two halachas. The first halach it says that if the mess gets lost, and if the mess gets lost, like all the Yishonim, that if the knife gets lost and we don't find it, that the shechita is kosher. Then the Shulchan Aruch carries on and says that if the knife gets lost, and then at a later date, a few days later, I find it with a pkima, it's also kosher. Or even though, if I didn't have the knife in front of me, and if I didn't have the knife in front of me, and I found it at a later date with a pkima, I also said that the shechita was kosher. So the question is, if the rationale behind Rav Huna is Tarti L'Reisa, so okay, if I have the knife in front of me, so then I say, I have no Tarti, I don't have any knife pogum. So therefore, when the knife gets lost, I say that the shechita is kosher. But now, okay, I didn't find the knife, I didn't have the knife in front of me at the time. However, when I now found the knife, it does have a kibbutz. All of a sudden, the case turns into type of answer. I have the chazak of the behemah, and I have a knife problem with four knives. So why should I say that I put the knife in the chazak and say that it was kosher? So the Torah says something very interesting, and there's a reference to this in the Gaon also, in the Shulchan Aruch, that the reason is because since at the moment after Shechita. Since at the moment after Shechita, if you would have asked the Rav, what you would have said? You would have said kosher. So therefore, it's Huchstah with kashrus. And since it's Huchstah with kashrus, therefore, at a later date, I don't say any more type of Reifa, because it's Huchstah with kashrus. So it's a very interesting Svara. However, Nachronim, Chazanish, and others ask that seemingly, This is contradicted from the Gemara Nida. But the Gemara Nida says, "Kol Ataris Shenatzar Gabu Tveim." That means that the story with the mikvah was going on for a long time. Now, each kli which came out of the mikvah, we said if we would have asked the Rav, he would have said Torah. And still later, when we find the mikvah is chaser, we say that all the tarish and that's all gabul v'afer are puzzle. So the same thing here. Even though at the time when the shechita happened, the shechita was kosher. Still, when I find the knife at the later date, it should make a razor and say now I should say title of razor. It should be puzzle similar to the mix. So in order to understand this idea, we'll have to learn a little bit about type of array. So, in the few minutes we have left, I don't know how much we'll be able to do. So, one thing is that let's analyze type of array here in our case. Let's just ask the question. If this cloud of Tata Reza is universally accepted, so the question is, what's with Rav Chisda? Or why does Rav Chisda say it's kosher? We have the knife, Pogum of Aleinu. Well, we also have type of awareness according to our Chizuk. So, Tzadik says a few Tirutzim. So one of the Tirutzim is, first Teretz, V'yesh Loimer, the shiny Hosom, the Ikla Memer, Chatzor V'Asoy, K'rikomer Hosom. The Gemara says as follows. The Gemara says that really, what's the svara to say that the mikveh became puzzle at an earlier date? Maybe we'll say it became puzzle. Now we know it's puzzle. Maybe we say it became puzzle at a later date. So the Gemara says that a mikveh doesn't become puzzle all at once. It's weeks, but right? We don't say that someone came and took a bucket and poured out the water. Actually, so it was leaking out. So therefore, it was a process. It wasn't merely the fact that like a one time thing. But it was a process. It was a process that means that the chazaka itself was not a strong chazaka. Why? Because we see. What are you telling me that it was apt to stay as it was? It obviously wasn't apt. Because it was even before it actually became less than Arba'im Sa'ah, it was already losing water. That means it was on the way to losing its chazakah. And therefore, since it's on the way to losing its chazakah, this chazakah is weakened. Mash'enke over here, where it's a one-time thing, the second became pogum, there's no svara to say dafka that it became pogum at the earlier date, it can become pogum at the later date. So now, to understand this, we have to go back and understand this idea of Taikul Reisa. There are those who say that the idea of Taikul Reisa is basically a simple idea of two against one. Two against one, I mean, we have an idea in general, what's the meaning of a Chazak to make color? We find something, we never knew how it was. We see it in its present state. In such a case, we say, if we see it presently as such, probably it was always such. That's called Chazaka d'Hashta. Now, if we're forced to say that at one time it was different, it was one time different, but in general, we say it's presently such. So there is a certain svara involved in Chazaka d'Hashta. So there are those who say that what's the idea in Taikul Reisa? Taikul Reisa, we say as follows. Look, there are two Chazakas which are contradictory. Let's say in the case of the mikveh. The Chazaka of the mikveh, and the chazak of the tome. The chazak of the mikveh should say that the tome was tar. The chazak of the tome should say that the person remains tome. So for whatever reason we have to say that you generally will follow the chazak of the mikveh, however, basically, that's one against one. And therefore, when we have something else on the other side, which is the fact that I see the mikveh puzzle for name, which is the chazak of the hashtag, then it's two against one, and if it's two against one, we say that's machria. If so, it's very difficult to understand the terms of Tosfos, because what's the difference whether it's chasor v'asoy or not chasor v'asoy? The sacha kol, I have a chazak d'ashta, and I have a chazak k'stuma, and these two should work to cancel out the chazak of the main kara. So to understand this idea of Tosfos, we have to go a little bit more the idea of chasor. Although Chazaka, like we said, is a Gneris HaKosav, which we learn from Neges HaRas, that we say that when the Kohen goes out of the house, he doesn't have to be choshish that the Neges got smaller before he said Tomei. However, we do say that at least for Halacha, if it's not like the Metzius, we are given to assume that things don't change. Therefore, this is true even when we're trying to establish what the Metzius was at an earlier date. That if I know something was in a certain status on day one, and now on day 30 I find it in a different status, still I say that the scenario is that the status of day one continued until I'm forced by the power of the Metzius to say that it changed. Now it changed. So therefore, since I put it in change, I said with Chazaka that it happened in a later date. So if I'm questioning something that happened any time in between day 1 and day 30, I'll say that the status, according to Chazaka, was the way it was in day 1 and not the way it was in day 30. Now, that's as far as a chazaka de meikar. Now, what's a chazaka de hashta? A chazaka de hashta is similar and in the opposite way. In other words, we have something before us. Now, let's say we don't know if everyone is in a different status, so therefore, we'll look back and say, in order to say that it was once in a different status, we'll have to accept the fact that there was a change. We'd rather not accept the fact that there was a change. So therefore, whenever Chazaka d'Hashta, we say that it's better to say that it was always the way it is now than to accept the fact that things changed. In other words, things usually change. We accept that things stay the same, unless we're forced to say that it was changed. When we have a chazaka meikara against a chazaka d'hashta, so we say that let's follow the chazaka de meikara. Why do I follow the chazaka de meikara? The reason I follow the chazaka de meikara is something which is constant. It's telling me that the way things are, it's telling me the future also. They are going to stay the same. If they're going to stay the same, so therefore, although I must accept the change, I push the change to the latest possible date, because therefore I will be able to accept to maintain my original postulate that things will stay the same. However, if what happened was a one-time thing, like a pkim in the sakin. So therefore, you have a pkim in the sakin, so I say that in general, my original rule was telling me that the pkim in the sakin will not happen. I have now informed me that something happened, so therefore I say that the general rule is that things stay the same, and therefore I will remain with the chazok de reikara. However, when I have something which is a mahalach, with the mahalach is a chasar v'asoy, so therefore I have to accept, whether I like it or not, I have to accept that this was not a matzav which was meant to stay the same. Because now the fact that I see that it was changed tells me that not only did the status change from a one-time thing, but my whole original postulate changed at some time. At some point, it changed from something which was not apt to change to something which was apt to change. It was before the fact that it actually changed, the whole status changed. It changed from something which had a chazaka, which something which didn't have a chazaka. So it shakes the whole basis which the chazaka stands on. The whole basis which the chazaka stands on is the fact that at the original time, I was going to assume that things will remain the way they are, but when I see that something happened which changed that status even before the halacha actually changed, even before it became chaser, the status already changed, therefore, we say that we no longer to go back to the chazaka meikara, and we go according to the chazaka d'hashta together with the cheskas tumah. So now, if you want to go back to the case of Rav Chisda, like Tosfos says, so we'll say that since the sakin became pogrom with only a one-time thing, I'd rather not shake the basis of my chazaka and say that the chazaka de meikara, which the basis was that things will not change, and only remain with my the fact that a mikra happened, that something happened later on in the line. So I see that we won't have time now to go back and explain the taz for the question of the chazanish. We're just going to say quickly to remind ourselves of the kasha. The kasha was that the Taz says that even if I don't find the sakin in front of me, even if I don't find the sakin in front of me right away, and then I find it with a pkima, still we say Still we say that it's kosher because at the time of the Shechita I said it was good. And the Chazon Ish said, well, we don't say that because there were a mitzvah. We don't say at the time of the tefillah we say it was good. So, and it says because the din, the Tat says because the din was already had a psak. So we can explain it quickly as follows. There's a difference between the case of the mikvah and the case of the sakin. The case of the sakin, what was my question? I'm coming to the rav with. Maybe the sakin was no good. The question was maybe the sakin, why? Why am I questioning that? Because I don't have the sakin to check. Since I don't have the sakin to check, it's not a question that I have really a question. And the rav is talking to me my question. The sakin is good. Therefore, since he's talking to me, the sakin was good. When I then find the sakin later, and he then spoke to him, I say, well, the rav talking to me at that time that the sakin was good. However, by the mikvah, since in general, I wasn't chayv, since there's no din that you have to be bedek a mikvah after every time you come out. So therefore, when I didn't check the mikvah, it wasn't like the sakin was lost. When the sakin was lost, I had to check it. But when the mikvah was lost, it's as if why did I go to the rav? Because I had no question. So I had no question, and I don't have this halacha of the times that we say that it was already paskin, and therefore the reis which comes later will make a reis under the original chazaka.